This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat died early today at the French military hospital, where he has been treated for the past 2 weeks. Arafat's funeral will be held tomorrow in Cairo, attended by presidents and prime ministers and dignitaries from around the world. He will be buried Saturday in a public ceremony in the West Bank city of Ramallah at the ruined Palestinian headquarters. Arafat had been confined at that compound by the Israeli army for nearly 3 years. From Ramallah, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
With the flags dropped to half staff, a smooth transfer of power is underway. It is hewing closely to the letter of the law. Rawi Fatua, the Speaker of the Legislative Council, has taken the oath of office as President of the Palestinian Authority. It is but one of several key posts that Arafat held. Prime Minister Ahmed Correa assumes control over the portfolio of security, one that Arafat closely guarded. Mahmoud Abbas, the former prime minister and number two in the PLO, has now become its chief. PLO Executive Committee member Yasser Abed Rabo, looking solemn, said in the death of his longtime ally Arafat, there is also a new beginning.
Today is the beginning, maybe, of a new era. But we believe that Yasser Arafat had always seeked that the new era after him will be the beginning of real and just peace in this land.
This morning, a three-day reading of the Quran commenced following the announcement that the 75-year-old icon of the Palestinian movement had died. Loudspeakers on Ramallah's streets broadcast the verses as small crowds, mostly of men, quietly converged on the city square. Arafat's last days were replete with mystery and drama. The true state of his condition was mired in confusion. There has yet to be a formal medical announcement on the precise cause of the illness that led to his death. That, as much as the sadness of the day, was on the mind of 18-year-old Sameh Sareh as he stood listening to the Quranic recitation.
I'm very sad about the death of a great man like President Arafat, but I am more upset about the manipulation of the hospital reports and about the role of the Palestinian leadership in this. Palestinian people are strong people. They should have been told from the beginning what was going on with their president.
As much as Arafat was revered, he was also assailed by those inside and out of the occupied territories who loathed his autocratic way of ruling that staunched free expression and tolerated corruption. In the muted outpouring today, Arafat's shortcomings were glossed over. 38-year-old Mohammed Shaheen, director of the student affairs at Al-Quds Open University, called Arafat a man of peace and a man of war, and said that such questions of how he spent the public treasury were for another day.
The main question is to take out the occupation from our land, to have our independent state. Then we could talk about money after the liberation and after we have an independent state, I think.
Yasser Arafat will be interred in the occupied West Bank, in the compound where he had sought refuge from the Israelis who threatened on numerous occasions to kill him. Fatma Salamusa leaned wearily against a car and wept. Her sadness seemed not only for the man, but for the dream of a state that had eluded him and the Palestinian people.
He's the only one that was defending our country, that was trying to fight for our country, Palestine.
Without mentioning Yasser Arafat by name, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said today, recent events could be a historic turning point in the Middle East. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.